Ms. Edwards said a person who is diabetic will be in quarantine and isolation and may not necessarily receive day-to-day medical care, hence the importance of taking care of one's sugar levels. She said this will eliminate any life-threatening developments.
A person who is already diabetic, this HbA1c is a very good test that helps us to understand where you are in terms of your control over diabetes, and we can now help you to work with the parameters, your medication, your diet, introducing your exercise regime, so that we can use these three factors to help you to gain control. So that even if you become infected, your sugar will be at a control rate so that it will not cause any life-threatening events, even if during your infectious period. Also, a person who is diabetic would be under quarantine or isolation during the infectious period. That is a point in which the patient has to take care of his or herself on a one-on-one with the absence of a healthcare provider directly giving you care. So we want to have our diabetics, persons who already have diabetes, to understand that controlling your symptoms and controlling your blood glucose level is critical in such a time like this, so that even if you become infected, the infection will not cause worsening of your symptoms and leading to hospitalization and death.
Family nurse practitioner Alicia Edwards. Regionally, Director of the Pan American Health Organization, Dr. Carissa Etienne, has warned that as the COVID-19 outbreak reaches its third year in the Americas, millions of children are missing out on routine vaccinations, putting countries at risk of losing two decades of immunization progress. And the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in the Bahamas since the outbreak now stands at 32,282. Internationally, face coverings and COVID passes are no longer legally required in England after the relaxation of Plan B rules came to effect on Thursday. Health Secretary Sajid Javid said the measures could be lifted due to the vaccine rollout success and a better understanding of COVID treatments. But some shops have said they will continue to ask people to wear them. Meanwhile, the EU's drug watchdog approved Pfizer's coronavirus pill on Thursday, making it the first oral antiviral treatment for the disease to be authorized in Europe. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.